This is another original OFM podcast.
Tell us a bit more about who Howard Feldman is.
So I grew up and was educated in South Africa. I went to Wits University, became a lawyer, and got involved in mining and commodity trading. Built and ran a commodity trading company for about 15 years, lived in different parts of the world. And around 7 or 8 years ago, about 6 years ago, when the commodity markets were under strain, I was finding it difficult. I was working 25 hours a day, and I left my office, went to a meeting at my lawyer, and as I got there, I was held at gunpoint, and I experienced an armed robbery for the very first time. I put that aside, I shoved it away, as I think many of us do, and then 3 months later, to the day, I was driving into my house, and the same thing happened, only this time, it was more violent. The guys had shotguns. It was very, very close to to where my family were, and that threw me completely over the edge, and I decided enough was enough. It's time for me to evaluate and look at what's important to me. Within a few months, I had closed the business, I have gotten out of it, and I wrote my first book called Carry On Baggage, which is really a reference to the lifestyle that I was leading, but also dealing with my past. I started writing for News 24 for various publications actually around the world. I became a sort of a weekly columnist on some of these places, and actually also got involved in radio at that time, and started working with corporates on body language talks and positivity, and that's just been my journey. I then wrote, I compiled a second book, which was called Tightrope, and that was really a compilation of a lot of what we were living through in the Zuma world, the corruption and the horror of it. It was a circus, the tightrope being a reference to the circus, and that was about just a year and a half ago, and then now I've just released my new book, which is called Smile Dammit, and the concept is how to live with purpose in a world that is negative, how to find positivity in a difficult environment, and the skills that I've gained from along my journey to see the world in a positive way and to live with fulfillment, I guess.
Today is actually International Day of Happiness, so it's perfect, and your latest, Smile Dammit. What inspired you to write this book?
It's a strange thing, and again, everything does seem to be a journey. I do a lot of work on body language, and I'm often used as a consultant for like Russia Today TV. They'll ask me to analyze Donald Trump and Putin in a meeting and say what's really going on there. And what I found is that our body language, we can use our body language to become more positive. In other words, if we open ourselves up, we raise our hands into more of a power pose, we actually feel positive. If we smile, even if we don't feel like smiling, we actually start to feel the smile. So I started to realize in corporate, one of our biggest challenges that we're having is negativity. And when I started doing research on optimism and pessimism, the research is actually very, very clear. Optimists are healthier. They live longer. They sustain better relationships. And I joke in my talks, I often say that what is marriage if not the triumph of optimism over experience? Because I know it's rude, but the point is, it is that. We know we're going to have the same fight, but we still stay together. We love each other because we're optimists. And we know that gives us meaning and there's value. And those are the good things. So I started to realize how desperately we need this. And it's not just in South Africa. It is all around the world. We're living in such an uncertain place, no matter where you are. And people always think, oh, you know, here in South Africa, we've got load shedding and we've got Zuma and we've got, but in other countries, they have other things. And my big line at the moment is don't make emotional decisions in the dark, because you can't make a good decision. And that's really what I do in my book, is I try to show how we separate that emotion from who we are. It doesn't mean living in denial. It means actually understanding your stuff. It means understanding, you know, who we are. And there's a great story that I quote in the book that's attributed to Sigmund Freud. They're not really sure if he came up with it. And if I may, I'll just tell you very quickly.
Sure.
He comes across a friend in Vienna. He's walking in the streets of Vienna. It's dark at night. They're obviously also having load shedding. But he sees a friend, and he's looking for something under a street lamp, a gas lamp. And he says to his friend, what are you looking for? And he says, I've lost my pocket watch. So he says, well, let me help you. And they look, and they can't find it. And eventually Freud says to his friend, let's just retrace your footsteps. Let's just work out where you last saw it to see where it is, like to make sure that if you really lost it here. And his friend says, no, I didn't lose it here. So his friend says, but then why are we looking here? And he says, because this is where the light is. I can't look where it's dark. And then, of course, that's a metaphor for us saying, you know, sometimes we've got to go into those places that are a little bit dark, in our background, in our childhood, places we might not want to go to, and pull these things out to the light. Once we've done that, we can start to understand who we are and what we could do differently in our world to make our world a better place. So that's why when somebody says something and you react irrationally, you understand where that comes from. It's an ability to bring the adult into your environment rather than that child who doesn't know why they're reacting as they do. And that's really the concept of the book, is to actually find the real way to smile, damn it, and not just plaster a smile on your face.
I can't wait to read this book and recommend it, because we've got an OFM Nights book club on our first of its kind on radio, as far as we are aware.
Awesome.
Have you always been optimistic?
Yes. Well, it's interesting. I mean, my gut response is yes. But what I talk about in the book is that I'm actually not sure, because I remember as a child, obviously living before TV in South Africa, and it was obviously a restrictive environment, spending hours in my own head. And I think that I became that during those times when I started to seek positivity. So as a young kid, if I was going to school, think I don't want to go to school like every little boy does, I would find something to be excited about. And I would always find that way of looking at it. So I think I became that, and I do believe that we all can become that. It's harder because we sometimes perpetuate our negativity. We do perpetuate it. We hand it over to our children. We beat ourselves up about our own negativity. So it's a cycle that has to be broken. But I think we can do that. I think we can retrain ourselves to look at things in a different way.
You are such an interesting man. I hope we can speak to each other face to face one day.
I'd love that.
How do we get hold of you?
So the best thing to do is actually go to my website, which is Howard Feldman, howardfeldman.co.za, and all of my details are there.
Smile, damn it, is it available yet?
So it's definitely on Takealot. It should be in all of the bookshops within the next week or so. You can either order it on my website. In the meantime, you can order it on Takealot, but in the next few weeks, it should be in all the bookshops.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.